You're listening to SBS News.
In 2019, the Australian Federal Police searched the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst after she reported on secret plans to expand powers to spy on Australians. Ms. Smethurst and her employer challenged the case, disputing the legality of the raid. The High Court has ruled it should never have happened, saying the warrant relied upon by the AFP was invalid. AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says he accepts the High Court's judgment.
I think only that, every Australian has the right to challenge these types of matters, and it's been challenged, and we live in a great democracy, and we respect the court's decision.
In a unanimous decision, the High Court found the warrant neglected to outline the offence being investigated and that it misstated the relevant legislation. The AFP has been ordered by the High Court to pay the costs of Ms. Smethurst and News Corp. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says no one is above the law, including the police.
The Australian Federal Police, as are every other arm of the Australian government and indeed of state and territory governments, is subject to the rule of law. There are requirements which apply when you are exercising a search warrant, executing a search warrant. There are legal requirements which must be met.
However, the outcome isn't a total victory for Ms. Smethurst and her team. High Court judges were divided on whether Federal Police should return material obtained during the search, meaning they still have data taken from Ms. Smethurst's phone. Commissioner Kershaw says the appropriate measures will be taken when it comes to the material.
That's been quarantined, so what we'll do carefully and correctly is take legal advice, both probably from our in-house legal advice, and we may brief that out on what we do with that particular material. But at this moment, it's quarantine, investigators are not able to look at that.
The raid happened in the same week as AFP officers searched the Australian Broadcasting Corporation's headquarters over a series of stories about alleged unlawful killings in Afghanistan by Australian armed forces. The ABC unsuccessfully challenged the validity of that warrant in the federal court. Both incidents sparked national and global debate around press freedoms. While News Corp has welcomed the judgment, it fears prosecution is still possible, as the AFP is not ruling out pursuing the case. Paul Murphy, Chief Executive of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, says the prospect of a future investigation is discouraging.
It's good to see that the warrants have been quashed. What's disappointing, of course, is that the threat of prosecution still hangs over Annika Smethurst, and that the police still have access to the material which it's now been found they unlawfully obtained.
Mr. Murphy says legislation needs to be amended.
What we need to see is action on law reform. We need to see a system where these types of warrant applications can be contested. I mean, this warrant was found to be unlawful. It should have been able to be contested at the time of the application. And we need protection explicitly in the law for public interest journalism.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.